I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so much for listening in this Sunday morning. And if you listened last week, you heard the first of four of our Starting Line Finance series that we're going to be doing on the radio show. Last week, we talked to my friend Vicki Street Matter about budgeting and working towards cleaning up some debt and things that we can do to help us get out of debt and to set that budget. And today, we're going to be talking about taxes, the fun stuff, moving into credit scores and investments over the next couple of weeks. So I want to encourage you to make sure that you listen in today and then over the next couple of weeks so that you get the full spectrum of this whole kind of financial setting that we're laying out for you in the month of January. And if you have not registered for your I've Decided Motivational tickets for the conference, I want to encourage you today to please, please, please get registered. Go to ivedecided.org, get your tickets. The conference is coming up this Saturday at the Peoria Civic Center. And you do not want to miss this opportunity to learn the steps that you need to take in order to successfully achieve your goals, whatever they are. You don't want to miss the opportunity to meet experts and to the resources that can help you be successful, to get motivated. In fact, I've been sharing the top five reasons that you should attend our conference. And of course, the fourth reason I said was education. And that's a part of what we do. We want to educate you in areas that can help you be more successful. And of course, the finances, that what more important area than that? So I am so excited today for my guest, Robin Greenfield. She is the owner of Mount Vernon Business Services, and she's my guest today. Hey, Robin.
How are you, Kim?
Oh, I'm awesome. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in today. Okay, I say I'm so excited, but you know, I don't know how excited a person can get over taxes, but I guess if you can, I guess I'm excited. I'm excited to see you.
Well, I'm pretty excited about taxes, so.
You're excited about
I'm
taxes.
I'm excited about taxes.
So you're passionate about taxes.
I'm passionate about taxes. I'm passionate about helping people with their taxes.
Good. That's awesome, because a lot of us, we need some help with our taxes, I bet. So let's just dive right in. You know, it is tax season. Today's January the 15th, and I'm like, wait, the 15th? That sounds like that's the April the 15th, right? It seems, doesn't April seem forever away?
It does. Seems like it'll be warmer weather then, too.
It'll be warmer weather, but it's going to be here before you know it. It always feels like it's a long way away, but then it's here before you know it. But there's good news, because you said we got a little extension there because the 15th falls on a weekend.
Yep. So we've got till April 18th. File our taxes this year.
Oh, a couple extra days.
Keep your money.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I seem to think that when I was younger and I would get some money back, I wanted to get my taxes filed right away.
Sure.
But now that I have to pay and I don't not so much getting taxes back, I'm like waiting till the last minute, right?
And you don't actually have to wait until the last minute to do your taxes. You can wait till the last minute to pay your taxes if you owe, but you can do your taxes anytime during the tax season.
Right, so you can have them prepared.
You can have them prepared.
But you don't write the check and mail it until the absolute last day.
Sure.
I don't go there. I go and get it postmarked on the last day. I'm bad. I'm like, I'm keeping it till the very end.
And you can do that. You can do that.
But of course, we get them taken care of before that. We don't wait till last minute, hopefully. All right, so I got a lot of questions about taxes. So let's just start with like the simplest form. And, you know, because we got that easy form that you can fill out. And
one page.
Yeah, one page tax form. What's that meant for? Like, who are the people that are filling out that one page form? And at what point should you talk to an expert like yourself, Robin? Should you talk to an expert about moving to a longer form or looking into deductions and things like that.
So there are certain things that are going to keep you on the shorter form, and typically you're looking at one person or somebody who is just married. So they don't have any dependents, and they pretty much just have a limited types of income. So we're talking about W-2s, so your wages from a job, maybe some unemployment. You know, there's just a few items on that form that's going to keep you on that 1040 EZ. Once you start getting dependents and some other income items, maybe some adjustments, then you're going to start going into the longer forms.
Okay, so if you have kids, you probably are moving from the short form to the long form.
Correct, yeah. You're not going to be on a 1040 EZ if you have children on your as dependents on your return.
Okay, so my mom, who's retired,
sure,
she's filling out an EZ form. Would that make sense?
Depends on what her income is from. So I can't just make a blanket statement
right.
And say, yeah. So if let's say all she has is a job, then she may just be on a 1040 EZ.
Okay. But if she has any other deductions, like, say, houses, can we still, saying that the tax changes yearly. So it gets kind of scary. It's like 1 year you can claim something on your house and the next thing year you can't.
Right.
But right now, is it still, if you have a home?
You're going to be able, you could possibly take the interest from your mortgage, your property taxes. Again, it depends on your whole tax situation, on whether it's most beneficial to you to do that. Again, it's not a blanket answer.
It's hard. No. You're just giving us an idea. There's no way because it's different for everybody.
It is. It's different for everybody. And even if your friend had the exact, or you felt like your friend had the exact same tax situation and they came back with a different, either their return was on a different form or they came back with a different amount for their refund, everybody's situation is different. So I hear that every year. It's like, well, my friend had their taxes done and they had this refund. How come mine is not the same? Well, without looking at that person's return, I can't tell you why it's...
I can tell you one reason. We, 1 year, my husband and I were over into the next category of income by $2 or something, like $2 or $3. It was like maybe more, but it was such a small amount.
And you went to the next tax bracket.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about gut-wrenching.
Right.
I mean, it was a difference in like $1,000.
Sure.
That happens.
It does. And, you know, when you're trying to decide whether or not you're going to complete your return on your own or whether you feel like you're, you know, ready to talk to a tax professional, I guess I would always suggest talking to a tax professional because you never, unless you really feel like you're up on all of the changes, and there's a lot of changes.
Every year.
So this year, you know, about a year ago, the PATH Act was passed, and that was in December 15. Well, there are things that are going to affect this tax season that came out of that PATH Act. So there's going to be some folks who may not have their refund right away. It's going to be delayed if there's certain things on their tax return. So unless you feel like you're really keeping up on all of those changes, you know, I would definitely recommend talking to a tax professional. It
can
never hurts to talk to
little,
them.
Can you give us a little insight to that? What did you call it, Act?
PATH.
PATH Act. So is there an example you can give us of something that's come out of that?
So there's a number of things that came out of that. One of them was on the good side, there was, you could argue that all of it was good, but one, for businesses, it did make some changes to depreciation, or it extended some things that we were already doing with depreciation if you have assets for your business, kind of allowing us to take some extra deductions for that. And I know I'm just kind of, you know, boiling it down to something very simple. It's a little more complicated than that, but just in general, it did make it a little, you know, make some things a little more or a little better for us. But on the other side, so if you don't have a business, but maybe you've got children, you're on the lower income end, and you're getting earned income credit on your tax return or the additional child tax credit, you're not going to see that tax refund until after February 15th and probably closer to March, because that was part of the deal with that PATH Act. Employers had to have their information into the IRS by the end of January, not just the W-2 to you. And then the IRS is going to do some validation, making sure that they've received all of your income. And then there's some other things that happen, you know, identity theft has increased, people filing fraudulent tax returns. So there's a lot of things that are built into kind of delaying that refund. But, you know, some of the folks who are really trying to get that refund early, they may not see that until later.
Oh, wow. So now where did that come out of, this PATH Act? Do you know where that came out of or what?
It was a piece of legislation. It was part of the negotiations for some of the changes to the tax code. And that's
now, how do you learn all this stuff? Like, where do you go to get this information?
So, well, for us, we are required to, as a tax preparer certified through the IRS, we're required to have a certain number of education each year, continuing education. And in addition to that, tax update. So we have to take tax update every year. And take ethics and the required number of continuing
to learn these changes.
Learn these changes.
So people who are doing their individual taxes, it's not that you're not, if you're listening and you're doing your taxes, not that you're not capable of doing your taxes. You're probably very smart and perfectly capable of doing your own taxes, but it's the changes.
Right.
So unless they're really doing some homework and investigating on these changes, if you're doing your personal taxes, you might want to look into that. Now, I know that you can, if someone's listening right now, Robin, and they're thinking, oh boy, maybe I should have talked to someone instead of doing my own taxes, if it's just kind of making them a little nervous that maybe they didn't do everything just right. There's a certain amount of time that you can go back, right, and have your taxes reviewed and see if there were some deductions you could have taken. Or do you do that? Help people kind of go back and do an audit?
We call them second looks. And yes, we go back and we can look at somebody's tax return. You've got about 3 years to review your tax return to get additional money back.
Okay. So if you've done your taxes for the last 3 years and they'd like to have you take a look at it, you call that a second look.
Yes. And we would be more than happy to go back and review their returns. And, you know, sometimes it's not that it's wrong. It's just sometimes there's something that's more beneficial. So last year, I did a couple of second looks for somebody, and on their tax return, they were taking some education deductions. They had a couple of kids that were in college, and they took the particular avenue that they used to capture that information. You know, they got a refund, and they got a little bit of a deduction for that. And when I went back and reviewed their return, they were actually eligible for a credit, which then resulted over the course of 2 or 3 years, you know, about a $5,000 or $6,000 difference.
Whoa.
In their refund from just the difference in that credit.
Well, that's a nice little thing to find out.
It is. So, you know, again, it's not that things that it was wrong. The way that it was on their return was perfectly correct. However, there are sometimes more beneficial ways to
just adjust it all to make it work out in a better way.
Correct.
And that's where having an expert comes in.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer. Go to the experts. Don't try to do something yourself that you're not an expert in. You know, there's some things we can do, but when it comes to taxes, I want to make sure that's taken care of. Because as a business owner, I mean, audits and those kinds of things.
Right.
Having a professional take care of my taxes means when an audit comes about, they have everything. I don't even have anything. So, you know what I mean? Like, maybe some questions I can answer, but all of my records, all of my taxes, everything I've done for the last 9 years is in one spot.
Absolutely. And that's something else, too. You know, a lot of stuff is automated. The IRS does send out audit letters. And if you do your return yourself, you may be looking for assistance in answering those letters. You know, sometimes it's a matter of I just left something off my return or something. You know, it could have been that they misinterpreted the way it should have been on the return. Again, the IRS can go back, and those are increasing, the amount of letters that the IRS sends out.
And they can go back, what, 7 years?
Typically, they'll only go back 3, unless they see that there's a pattern. So the people that I saw with letters this last summer in the fall, they were receiving letters from things that were done for 2014. So it was a couple-year difference. And, you know, the IRS is going to go back and look, hey, did we get all the forms that were submitted on your behalf? You know, is it reflected on your tax return? So it gives I've had people with letters.
Yeah.
With, you know, and then
help
they're
me.
Trying,
right. When you get a letter, you'll be looking for a professional because that'll freak you out.
Right.
I bet. I know it would. But I know it happens. And they do just randomly pick. And I mean, sometimes they might get red flags, but usually it's just a random thing that they just pick. And then it's just your turn. You're up for your audit, right?
Unless you're missing something. Like, they think you should have this piece of income on your return and you don't. Yeah, they're gonna find you for that.
Okay. But legally, they can go back as much as 7 years.
Depends on what they find.
Okay.
So, yeah, it depends on what they find on how far
back
they go.
Can they go farther than 7 years?
Possibly.
They can do whatever they want
to. They can do whatever they want to.
It's a government. They can do whatever they want to, right? Yeah.
But typically, no, that's not the case. We're not talking about somebody going back hundreds of years.
Yeah,
right?
It's like there's a forgiveness that happens every 7 years or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And my guest today is Robin Greenfield. She's the owner of Mount Vernon Business Services, and she is your tax expert. And she just happens to be one of our awesome business members of I've Decided and a resource that will be available for you at our third annual motivational conference happening on Saturday, January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. Yes, that is this coming Saturday. And I want to see you there. Take that leap of faith. Go. You're thinking, why do I want to go to a conference? What am I going to get out of this? You know the old saying, the best things happen when you least expect it, right? The best things happen when you least expect it. So you can expect that something great will come from this day. I assure you of that. So if you're available on Saturday, come on down to the Civic Center and get motivated. Connect with the experts and resources, people of influence, meet with them one-on-one, face-to-face. There is nothing better than that face-to-face connection to help you get the resources that you need in order to be successful in your goals and whatever it is that you want to achieve. We really need you to get your tickets. You need to buy them no later than tomorrow to be guaranteed your lunch and included in your price. So if you want to make sure that your lunch is included in your price, you need to go now to ivedecided.org, buy your tickets, and get ready for a fun-filled, amazing day of motivation. Now, one of the things is Robin is not only your tax, she's your tax expert for sure, but she owns Mount Vernon Business Services. So maybe, Robin, some of these folks might be thinking about opening a business or expanding their business, and maybe they're just starting to look for that outside resource.
Sure.
So how can you help those businesses to get started? Can they, what do you do? Do you kind of put them on a track of what needs to happen, or how does that?
So I would probably talk with them about their business and kind of where they're at in either starting it or continuing it. Talk a little bit about how they have their business structured, you know, what kind of processes they already have in place. And if they don't have any in place, then I'd be more than happy to help them set those up, because we do some business consultation as well. It's not just, you know, taxes and the stuff that's at the end of the year.
Right. It's all year. That's
all year
long.
There's bookkeeping. Are you adequately covered with insurance? I mean, how do you have your business structured? Are you in business by yourself, or do you have a partner, or do you have a few people that work with you? Do you have employees? Do you work with subcontractors? All of those are going to affect how you're going to run your business. And then you may decide that, you know, I am too busy trying to run my business. I don't want to take care of this stuff. Well, we can help people with their bookkeeping and some of those other needs. Just like I have rental properties and I could do the work, and I have done some work, but believe me, it takes me way longer to do the things that need to be done than it would be for me to hire an expert to do that.
That can just come in and get it done.
And
you don't have to worry
exactly.
about that.
Yes, exactly. And you think about it too, your time is your money. So, you know, are you spending your time generating revenue, or are you spending your time on the different aspects of your business itself? And for you, it's busy work. You know, it's not generating that revenue. So how much is your time worth?
Yeah, it's valuable. I actually heard the saying one time that you can't afford to mow your own lawn.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
because what do you get paid an hour? And is it worth you know, like, let's say you get paid $50 an hour. Is it worth $50 for you to get your lawn cut?
Yeah.
Or maybe the neighbor kid.
Or maybe the neighbor kid mows your lawn, right. And you can do something so much more in that hour that could expand your money. And so I just thought, I love that saying, you can't afford to mow your own lawn.
Right.
I just love that saying because it makes perfect sense. So, okay, do you help? What if you got someone, a business owner who's a sole proprietor, who may be thinking it's time to incorporate? Will you help them with that? Or do they need to go ahead and go through that process with an attorney or something and then come see you? You help them go through that process?
We can talk through what is going to, you know, what each of those structures kind of mean. But ultimately, they may still want to talk to an attorney. But if they want to just kind of get a general idea of a direction, because I'm not an attorney. I'm not going to have the legal expertise. You know, I kind of look at a lot of things from the tax perspective. Yeah. So, you know. But, you know, certain things may not be, you know, right for them. So talking to all of those different experts is definitely beneficial. And
helping them understand, because there's a difference in how you do taxes when you go from a sole proprietorship to S-corp or, you know, or whatever, right?
Yes. So when you're a sole proprietor, all of your business is on your personal return. It's just one return.
It just all piles in together.
Right.
I remember that. Yeah.
And then when you start, if you start to expand and then you become, say, a corporation, whether it's a subchapter S or a traditional corporation, it's going to have its own return. If you have a partnership, it's going to be handled a little differently. If you have a limited liability company, you know, there are certain things that may or may not affect your tax return. And then, well, how are you going to work through that throughout the year? How are you going, you know, you don't want to end up with a huge tax bill at the end of the year. You know, are you paying quarterly taxes? Do you need to pay quarterly taxes? Are you, you know, running a paycheck for yourself? If you're a sole proprietor, you don't really get a paycheck because
you just take a draw, right?
You take a draw
and then it just all gets calculated.
Right. But if you're in a corporation, then you're an employee of that corporation as well, and you should be taking a paycheck. And then you've got to look at, you know, what types of taxes. If you're sole proprietor, you know, you don't have to worry about unemployment necessarily for you and all of that. But when you start to get a corporation, you start having employees, now you need to think about unemployment. You need to think about, you know, the withholdings for other people. It's nutty.
It is. It gets crazy, crazy, which is why you need an expert like Robin. So, Robin, how can they find you?
Well, I do have three offices. I actually have three H&R Block franchises, one in Metamora, El Paso, and in Pontiac. And I generally operate out of there, but I travel a lot, too, as far as going to meet people at their places of work, especially if they're trying to build their business. I want to see where they're working at.
Is there a main phone number, though, that they can call to leave a message to kind of get to you so that they can get an appointment set? Can you give them that number?
Sure. That number is 309-527-6450, and that is my office in El Paso. And I typically work out of there, especially during the tax season. I don't get to be out much.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I'm really much there.
I'm a little surprised you're out today because it's about to hit hot and heavy.
It is. But you know, this is important because I do want people to really be able to understand. That's my thing. I want them to understand their taxes as well.
And I love that because that means you're passionate about that and you're caring and you want to help them get, I would just say, be as successful in your taxes as possible.
Right. And there may be some things that we can do to in this year coming forward where it, maybe things didn't work out as well for you this, you know, for 2016, but we can make some changes for 2017.
Or so that you can get it in check.
Get it in check, make some changes. You know, talk about, are you saving for retirement? I know that was probably one of the topics. You know, there are some things that there's a tax benefit for saving for retirement. Are you doing that? It's still not too late to make some of those contributions for 2016, depending upon the rest of the situation. But
yeah,
so you can even
do some things to help out already, you know, that if you missed it or you feel like you missed something in 2016, it's not too late.
It's not too late.
Not just yet. Okay.
Right.
So give them that phone number one more time so they can make sure they write it down.
It's 309-527-6450.
6450. Make sure you give Robin a call. If you're just thinking, you know, maybe I'd like to have my last 3 years kind of looked at, that second look, Robin, like
absolutely,
you were saying, and just check it out and make sure that if I'm doing these myself, that I'm getting the benefit of the full benefit. Because I would say that would be worth an investment. If a person is doing their taxes, and they may be perfectly capable of doing it, but with the changes, if you're not staying in the loop every year with all the changes, it would be probably a wise small investment to make every few years before that 3 years is up to kind of have it rechecked.
Absolutely. And we've got H&R Block offices all over, you know, Peoria and Bloomington. And I usually know quite a few people also. So if, you know, you think, oh my gosh, El Paso is like way over on the other side of the river. Hey, I know people all over the place. So
that you'll get them connected.
I can get them connected to somebody a little closer to.
Make sure that, that's awesome. That might be something you want to check on. But I definitely want to encourage you to be wise about your taxes and not wait till the last minute. How many people wait till the very last minute?
You know, there's a few. And, you know, if you really just can't get things together, you can always file an extension. The key is to file the extension before the due date. If it's past the due date, it's kind of late for that extension.
And what happens? Because the fines start racking up quick, don't they?
The IRS could attach interest and penalties depending upon, you know, if you're getting a refund, typically you're not going to have interest and penalties, obviously, because they're going to send you money back. But if you owe money, you know, you could start having, you know, interest and penalties for
not timely filing
and that sort of thing.
I always find how they can take as long as they want to give you your money back. But right. When you owe them, you better pay it in on time or you're going to start accruing.
You're going to have some conversations in the mail anyway from the IRS.
Yes. And that's scary.
It is.
I'm scared of the IRS. Yeah. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I want to make sure that I do everything right. And so I really definitely want to encourage you when you're at the conference this Saturday to come visit Robin's table and have a conversation with her and ask some questions that you might have burning about taxes and deductions. You know what? The other thing that confuses me a little bit, and we have kids, and this is why I'm like, is that okay to do it? So, like, we claim our kids, right?
Right.
But they're working, and then they file their own taxes.
Right.
And so that's totally okay, right? They file their taxes, and then you claim them.
Right.
So it's like they're getting claimed twice almost.
No, they're not.
How's
because
that work?
Because what's happening is, so you're depending upon making sure that you've provided over 50% of their support, and they're in school, and a couple other things. You're still getting their exemption. So when they are, they're not necessarily required to file a return, but if they're in a situation where they are filing their own return, they're not getting their exemption. You're keeping their exemption. So they're not really being claimed twice.
Okay. Right. So, all right. So like our college kid though is working. So she has
sure.
to file taxes. If you're paying taxes, you have to file taxes. Is that correct?
No. If she's making less than, I would say, with the standard deduction, so less than $6,000, let's say. I'm just going to use that as a nice round number. It's a little bit more than that, but we'll just start with $6,000. In most cases, there's a couple of things that may require a little less money, but in her case, let's just say it's less than $6,000. She may want to, she's not required to file necessarily, but she may want to file because she paid in. So, I mean, if she paid in $100 or $200, that's her $100 or $200, right?
So she can get it back.
So she could get it back.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then we can still claim her and take that deduction.
Correct.
Even though she gets. And then one other question that just jumped in my mind. I have heard that you really, if at all possible, you want to be more at a break. Everybody loves that big refund. But somebody told me once that you really are better off if you break even because you don't want to loan the money out. You really could do more with it if you got it during the year and invested it.
Sure.
Is that kind of, what do you think about that?
You know, it's what are you using that refund for? You know, if you're thinking about investing it, is it really, you know, is that we're talking about, it is short term. You know, everybody likes getting that chunk of money right at the end of the year. And some people use that, they pay their property taxes with it. That's what they use to, let's say that's their vacation. You know, if you think about what's the interest rates on a savings account right now, you know,
minimal.
You know, if you don't feel like you're going to be disciplined enough to put that money aside till the end of the year, you know, again, it's everyone's situation.
It's better to get that chunk because how often are we in a situation where we get a chunk of money that we can do something with?
Right. So to just say, yeah, just break even. Well, yeah. And you could put it into something maybe that's a little better return, but are you?
Will and you do it? That's
will you
the
do
question.
It? And do you like getting that chunk of money?
Yeah.
You know?
That's good. Okay. Awesome. Can you believe that's like the fastest 30 minutes ever, isn't it? This show goes
wow,
faster.
That's 30 minutes.
Once you start talking, it just goes so fast. It's amazing. And so if you have been tuning in and listening and you missed it, you have been listening to Robin Greenfield. She is the owner of Mount Vernon Business Services, and she is your tax expert. She is also a proud member of I've Decided and one of our resources to help you to be successful in your taxes. And you want to be successful in your taxes. You want to make sure that you're claiming the right deductions, that you're getting everything back. Hey, we need every break we can get, right,
Absolutely,
Robin?
Yes.
We want to make sure we're getting every deduction that we can possibly take. And we want to pay our taxes. That's a good thing. We live in a country and need to pay our taxes so that we have the services that we like the firemen and the police and that kind of thing.
Schools
and those services that we do like. We got to pay for that, and that's okay. But we do want to take our deductions and make sure that we're being wise and smart with our money. So are you being wise and smart with your money? Would you like to learn more, get more resources on how you can be on a better budget, invest in your future, get in with your taxes and make sure that you're doing that correctly and your credit scores and all that fun stuff, where we are doing a month-long series on finances in January. And we started with budget, and today we talked about taxes. And next Sunday, we will be talking to Stacy Borjo. She is a mortgage broker here in Peoria and expert in credit reports. And so if you are interested at all in learning about credit reports and how what it means to you and how it impacts your finances, and it does, so you want to be sure to tune in next Sunday. But hopefully we'll see you this Saturday at the Motivational Conference. Get your tickets today at ivedecided.org. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?